This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Everybody, welcome back to Pagan's Witchy Corner. My name is Pagan, and today I'm joined by a very familiar guest who has been on the show many, many times. You should know her and love her, and that is Tudor Beth. Tudor Beth, welcome back to the show.
Hello. Yes, thank you.
So you have been a busy bee with all of your life stuff. I know that we talked a little bit off air about your change in your degree path. You want to tell us what's been going on with all of that fun stuff?
Yeah, I've been doing a PhD in basically the subject is Christianity, but I've discovered quite a number of pieces that's really close to my heart, which is witchcraft, of course. So I've been trying to change my outcomes and my degree, basically. And so I have to change my methodologies to bring that all together. But yes, it's looking very positive. Looks good. Like I can do it.
That is very good. I'm glad to hear that. And I think it's interesting, like, you know, you'd think that like having a degree in witchcraft is not something that's well heard of, but I think that that's really cool that that's offered at the university that you're studying at.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it falls under the I've snuck it in under the guise of heresy and heretics. So yeah, but we're gonna be there. I'm gonna make sure.
That's really cool. So, and you have had a lot of other projects in the works as well, including a new expansion in the Little Hedge Witches book library, as you were saying earlier, which is super cool. And that's the Lunar Magic book, right?
Yes, yes. I love this book. It's beautiful. It's that once again, it's the same similar size, so you can fit them in your handbag or your backpack or your rucksack or your school sack. It's really lovely. It's got everything you need to know about the moon in it, including the colors, because I often think that the moon changes color with each passing season, really. Mm-hmm.
It is a beautiful little book. It's probably one of my favorites out of the whole series, and I have the whole series, which I love. But I love this one because it has all of those beautiful spooky witchy vibes on it, which I mean all of them do, but this one just has like all the fun stuff that matches so well that, you know, with it coming out this month and everything, it matches the October vibe, which I love so much.
Yes.
Yes. It's a beautiful little book.
Thank you. Yeah, it's got the moon cycles all the way around it. Yeah, it's lovely. It really is. I'm very proud of this one. Yeah, you're right. It's probably my favorite, one of my favorites too. Although jumping on ahead, the next one is, which is out next year, that's Crystal. Magic. Yeah, and I like that cover too because that's yellow. I like yellow. and it looks very cute. It's a very nice one, same size and everything. So they are a proper little library of hedge witches' little books of magic, which are great. I like them.
I like them too. I think that they're really great because they're so convenient and small and easy for, you know, like, let's say that you want to go do some stuff under the moon outdoors, but you don't want to take a big bulky spell book with you and all this. And you have this little compact book to take with you and do all the things and make sure that you're doing all the stuff that you want to do correctly. And it's like the perfect size, like you were saying, to put in your handbag, your book bag, whatever. It's just absolutely adorable.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, that's the wonderful designers over at Llewellyn.
Llewellyn's designers are top tier. Shout out to all of the Llewellyn designers because they just make beautiful books. They so do.
They do. Really, really good. Yeah.
So, talking a little bit about this book, why did you decide to, you know, do a complete book about obviously the lunar cycle? I mean, the Little Hedge Witch books Like flowers I can understand because flowers are not well talked about when we talked about that one. And then, you know, obviously crystals are so expansive, so it's easy to have a book about crystals. But, you know, the lunar magic is one that is not, oh, what's the words? I guess you could say that, you know, people are just like, oh, it's the moon. We should know about that, right? So why did you decide to do a whole moon one?
I think there's a lot of things that are missed in many lunar books and moon magic books. I've you know, looked upon quite a number of them, and I'm thinking, well, why aren't you talking about the colors? Why aren't you talking about the other correspondences that, you know, hedge witches or my version of practice, my familiar kind of practice would be aware of? And it's these correspondences and these connections with the moon and the moon law. And so, yeah, they kind of miss out some things. And I'm like, no, that you're missing out the best parts. Because like I said previously, it changes from season to season and even month to month. Mm-hmm. There's new emphasis on different aspects of the moon. And she is always there. She's so powerful and she's so prevalent. And she's a major factor in my practice and in many people's practice. I may not adhere to Diana as such, but the colors, the changes, she represents, she's not necessarily our mother. She's more like an auntie. She's there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think I put that in. She's an auntie. She's this wise auntie that's always around, that's there when we need her the most.
I absolutely love that. And I think that it's so great how, you know, the moon is one of those things that is just, it's a constant reminder of our practice. And it's something that, you know, as witches, as we do, we, you know, obviously going out into nature, we have that beautiful connection to the divine. But there is something so much more magical about the moon that really draws you and anchors you to the practice in a way that is almost indescribable, because it's just that feeling, it's that understanding. And when you look at it, it's like, yep, there's the magic. I can't explain it outside of that, but it's just there. And it's such an important practice. And I think so many different traditions of witchcraft and other religions as well, you know, like in your book, you mentioned, I believe Buddhist traditions have connections to the moon as well, which is something that I was unaware of, which I thought was really cool. And I know that now there's multiple traditions that do associate stuff with the moon, and it's just fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And the one thing that that prompted me as well is that she's free. You know, anybody can look at her. You don't have to go buying anything, you know, to look at the moon. Not yet, anyway. But, yeah. You know what they're like.
There's no tax moon subscriptions yet.
Yeah, there's no moon tax yet. living in the UK, we have lots of taxes. But, yeah, fortunately, we can still look at her and we can still use those moon rays. We can still use those moon beams. We can still bathe in that moonlight. We can still, you know, we can still dance under the full moon. You know, it's still there. It's still free, and anybody can respect her and connect with her. So that was one of the main reasons as well, to, you know, a new generation of younger witches may not understand the importance of the moon.
I think that it's so great how well you brought all the different correspondences and everything together in such a beautiful way that really shows you that there's so many different aspects that you can get in tune with the moon, whether it be, like you were saying before, the colors, or whether it be, you know, making moon oils or waters, or simply drawing down the moon, whatever it may be. And if that's not even really your, you know, cup of tea or your expertise or something that you're into, there's still such a connection to it that you can connect with, you know, let's say that you prefer to work with waters and the tidal and the tides that are controlling the moon, and or the moon that controls them and vice versa and all that. You have so many different aspects that are all tied into everything, and it brings it all together in such a gorgeous way. It's just exquisite.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I always try to put a lot in the books as well. Although they're very small, I do cram it in.
Yes. You do put a lot of great info in there.
I know. They're so small, and yet there's like over 100, you know, spells, or, you know, in most of them, they're over, some of them, I think the flower one was over 150 spells.
I want to say that's correct. On the moon one, it says there's 90 plus spells, rituals, and recipes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
For it being such a small little book, it is jam-packed full of info, which is awesome.
Yes, yeah. And this one is slightly different because the first couple of pages, of course, I go into the history of the moon, because mm-hmm. she's always been there. And we've got such a history, the moon and humans and the earth, you know, together. She's there. She's metropolis and satellite. You know, she is. She's there. I like to call her auntie, because she's not quite the mother who could scold, but she's the auntie who's really cool that mm-hmm. you can talk to, you know, the wise auntie that you can just talk to and tell her all your problems and wish upon her as well. And yeah, so that's why I think it's very important as well. She's a good listener, is the moon.
She is a very good listener. You can tell her all your secrets and she'll keep them to herself.
Yes.
I like that she's the cool aunt. I like that a lot. So out of the book, which would you say was your favorite chapter and your favorite spell to write?
I think probably would be the colors, because I love colors. Of course, you know, with the flower spells mm-hmm. book as well. I love color, even though I'm wearing all black today. I do love colors. But I think in particular, it would be the yellow moon. You can see the yellow moon predominantly now round about in October time. Yellow moon spells, and yellow moon spells for vitality. There's one in the book mm-hmm. in October, and the yellow moon. It's that I love the most. I like the most the brightness. I think you do see. We see the moon. You know, it's just on the horizon in the evening. Just now that it's getting it October and it's getting darker that bit earlier mm-hmm. and so the sun mm-hmm. is going down. It's how the sun reflects on the moon that's what makes the changes in the color, and it's not that, you know, little Martians are painting it yellow or red or pink or anything. It's just the changes in the seasons, and it just connects you. It just absolutely grounds you and focuses you, like, okay, I'm here. The moon is yellow. It's October. I'm here. The changes are happening, and it just brings it all to home to you when you stand out and you look at the moon.
I think it's really fun, especially being, you know, obviously me being in from America. America is such a large country in comparison to Britain. But, you know, I've lived in several different states, and it's interesting now living here in Tennessee and originally being from New Mexico, which are, by the way, 2,000 miles apart from each other. For those who are listening from around the world going, oh, they seem like, oh, they're right next to. No, it takes 2 days to get from one state to the other if you're driving. It's ridiculous. But anyway, I grew up in the mountains in New Mexico. And so when the seasons would change, the moon color would change too. And especially like you were saying, how it was reflecting off of that, the sun reflects a different color off of the mountains as well. And so it makes the moon pop even more than it normally does in the mountains.
Wow.
And so it's such a interesting thing, you know, and then coming here to Tennessee, the sun here, the way that it, you know, reflects off the moon, we get those really bright, beautiful orange and yellow moons like you were describing, but we get them like all the time, all year, which is really interesting. And I'm like, I love when that happens. And every now and then we'll get one of those really bright white moons, but most of the time they're those gorgeous orange and yellows, and it's just like, wow, you're so pretty.
Yeah, they are absolutely gorgeous.
It's such an interesting experience how it changes from, you know, one side of the country to the other. And I would assume that it would be that way around the world too, that it would change from, you know, country to country as well. So it's an interesting comparison. And those who are listening, if you're from a different part of the world, tell us how your moons look. That you can comment below on YouTube, and I think I'll make it to where you can comment on Spotify as well. But tell us how your moons look, because that would be an interesting experiment to see how it changes from around the world.
Yeah. And of course, this year we had a blue moon,
Yes.
which are very rare. You know, they rock around about every 2 years generally. And then there's a real rare one, and it's every 25 years. So it's only four times in a century that you will have a year with two blue moons in. And I think our next one is around about 219. Good grief. 2035 is the next year for the two blue moons in 1 year, I think. I'm not too sure.
I don't know, actually. I don't keep track of all of that. I'm very interested though, because like we have such a interesting kind of magic month happening this year for October. You know, we obviously have the eclipse happening. We also have a beautiful blood moon that's supposed to happen, and we got a Friday the 13th all rolled into one, and it's gonna be Samhain, which is even better, and it's all rolled into one month.
It's New Year. Great. I love New
We have so much cool stuff happening in this month, and it's really exciting. So, if that was something y'all are unfamiliar with, make sure you stay tuned, mark your calendars, check your calendars, you know, all that good stuff. But yes, those are some of the cool events that are happening, at least in the witchy aspects of things. But yeah, moving on to your projects, what's in store for you in the future? You said you have another little Hedge Witch book coming out, and what else are you working on that you want to tease us a little bit with?
I'm working on a couple of things actually. That is, next year, 2024, is going to be talk about the year of the witch. I've got like three projects coming out. I've got the crystal book, and then I've got another mysterious book which you may have seen. It's the Witchy Ack. I've managed
Oh,
to
you even do another Witchy Hack book. Nice.
And then I've got another project going, and I'm not going to say too much about that one, but that's coming out next year as well. And that is I the one that I'm well I love all my projects that I'm working on. I get so excited about every single one. But and it's going to be great. It's going to be really good, and I think your younger listeners are going to like it.
Oh, yay.
So I might even ask you to review it for me.
Well, I
There you
mean,
go.
you
Are
know
you
I'm
up for
always
it?
up for that, so all you have to do is just shoot
Great.
me a message and I'd be happy to do so.
Thank you. I will do. And then also, I think the following year with Llewellyn, I think it's slated for 2025. To top it all off with the little Hedge Witch's little live book of Hedge Witch's little library, I've got the tarot, Hedge Witch's Tarot, coming out.
Oh, nice.
I'm so with Llewellyn, and the wonderful Angela Rizza is the artist, and it's they're looking fantastic.
So I'm
It looks
assuming that's going to be a
gorgeous.
full tarot deck, not a book about tarot.
Yeah, full tarot
Oh,
deck.
that'll be
Yeah.
neat. I love that.
I know. So it's got like all of the kind of the moon images, the flower images, all of the images that would be in the books that the books are about as well, and all the characters and everything within the set that is in tarot as well, along the lines of tarot. So yes, I'm very, very heck excited about that. That's a major one.
That sounds
There
absolutely
you
stunning, and I cannot wait for
go.
that. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for you! You have so many cool projects happening. I
I
love
know, I
it.
know. I'm really lucky. And that's because I ask my auntie up in the moon, Miss Moon, Miss Auntie Moon. She helps me out. Yeah,
I
I'm
love
sure of it.
Well, now do you have any I know that it's kind of hard with the world being slightly unpredictable, especially with COVID, you know, coming back around and all that. But do you have any book signings or events that are happening that you want to tell everybody about? At least in your neck of
I
the
don't
woods.
And my next was, I don't really actually do book signings. So if you ever manage to get a Tudor Beth book and they're signed, they're very, very rare because I don't really do book signings.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't do them. Mm-hmm. I'm very exclusive. I'm a bit of a luxury.
Well, that's okay. It's okay to not do the book signings and to be exclusive with those signed copies and all that. So that's really cool. But yes.
I do have a table talk coming up, though, on the 20th. The 20th of this month.
Okay.
It's for Halloween. Yeah. With Llewellyn, and there's three other authors with me. So it's four of us, and we're around the table. And fingers crossed, technology will play out okay. It's all on the Llewellyn website as well. It's on my website.
That's
going to
be on their
Instagram.
YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on their YouTube and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of keep an eye on those, and when I have the time, I do watch them because they're always fascinating. So
yes, so we're doing one for Halloween.
I love it. I love it. And for everybody who's listening, I'll make sure to have Llewellyn's YouTube page in the show description, so you guys can mark your calendars, and you'll have the link, obviously, to go watch that if you want to. So that will be very, very cool. But yeah, this has been awesome. It's always so much fun to, you know, catch up with you and chit chat. And, you know, obviously I love your books because I have all of them. All except most of your self-published ones. Those are the ones I don't have all of. But all your other ones I have copies of, which are awesome. And yeah, when the next one comes out, you're going to have to come back.
Absolutely. You're the first person. Definitely.
Well, everyone who has listened to this, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful holiday and a wonderful Friday the 13th. Don't worry, there's still going to be episodes between now and then. I'm just saying that because now is the time to go get your moon magic vibes going with Llewellyn's new book, which I believe, I want to say, comes out October 8th. That's usually Llewellyn's date. So this, by the time you get this episode, it should be already out. But if it's not, go pre-order you a copy, easily done. There's a link in the show description. But yes, go get a copy, Tudor Beth's book. Make sure that you get all of your moon dates and on your calendar and all the stuff that you want to do, and take care of yourselves. Be kind to each other, and I will see you all next time. So bye, everyone.
Bye.